Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honour you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. So the collect goes this Sunday. The section of the Gospel for this Sunday can be referred to as the Sermon on the Mount, because Jesus goes up a hill and teaches the crowds. However, it is better described by its other title, the Beatitudes, meaning the supreme blessedness and graces of God bestowed. The passage gives us an insight into the spirituality of Jesus, a person of faith, who has an insight into the lives of his fellow human beings as signs of God's life and grace at work amidst the turmoil and emotional times in every individual's life. A poverty of spirit filled with God's spirit and blessing. The gentle in the midst of oppression and violence. Those who genuinely mourn but are comforted in the knowledge of God's love and compassion. Those who hunger and strive to live a life of justice and integrity, despite the temptation not to. Those who show mercy and try to live as an image of God to others. Those who live their lives genuinely and hold on to the truth and not act out of retaliation. Those who are persecuted because they live a prophetic life and do not waver. Those who themselves take on the life of Christ, the Trinity, and live it as Christ for others. These all speak to every human life in particular. They challenge those of us who follow Christ and are baptized into the life of the Trinity and follow Christ as disciples to recognize in our own lives the life of grace that has been gifted to us and how we use those gifts to live our life of faith for others. Christ also challenges us as his church in the way we affirm in others the gifts of God's grace evident in them in the midst and context of life. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven.